yellow like before. I'd never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit, though, that it's nice to see you, dear. You look like you've been doing well. Hello, like before. I hope we've grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, that's kiss and tell. Yes, I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now.
Ernestine Anderson, from her first album for Concord Records, the title song called Hello, Like Before, written by John Collins and Bill Withers. Lovely tune, and perhaps an appropriate one to begin this tribute to Ernestine Anderson, who passed last Thursday. Hello, Like Before. It seems like Ernestine kept popping back up again over the years, and each time she was better than the last time we heard her. Maggie Hawthorne, who was jazz critic for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer in the 70s, wrote the liner notes for this album, and she had some interesting comments. Once upon a time back in the 1950s, Maggie wrote, a young woman from Seattle named Ernestine Anderson broke upon the consciousness of the jazz world in a big way. It wasn't easy, of course. She served her time with small territory bands, went on the road with Johnny Otis and Lionel Hampton, made a name for herself in New York with a circle of fine musicians, and did a few record tracks with Gigi Grice, Art Farmer, and others that were passed over by all but a few discerning fans. And then she went on a tour of Sweden with Rolf Eriksson and other stalwarts of the bop era, and suddenly she was a sensation. What had failed to materialize at home happened in Europe. She made her first album there in 1956, appropriately called Hot Cargo. And when she came the next year, San Francisco columnist Ralph J. Gleason took up her cause and ran with it. The results were rewarding. She was a knockout at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Time magazine did a story. The bookings began to happen, and the recordings for a few years she was on her way. And then, nothing. She lived in England for a few years. She was swallowed by the anonymity of Los Angeles. But at last, things began to come around once more. She moved back to her family home in the Northwest, began singing regularly with bassist Red Kelly at his locally renowned Tumwater Conservatory, and during 1975 attracted attention at a couple of Elmer Gill's select jazz weekends at Qualicum Beach in British Columbia. And it was there Ray Brown heard Ernestine and things got moving. And at his suggestion, she was featured at Concord Jazz Festival. That would have been the first Concord Jazz Festival, where she both charmed and galvanized the audience. And out of that date came this recording session in October of 1976. The words by Maggie Hawthorne there, Seattle PI columnist at the time. Hank Jones was the keyboard player. Unaccustomed as we are to hearing him playing an electric keyboard, Ray Brown on bass, and the drummer, Jimmy Smith, and the song Hello, Like Before. On today's show, Jazz Northwest, I plan on playing just a selection of Ernestine Anderson tunes. These are by no means my picks as her greatest recordings ever, because she made so many fine recordings. Born in Houston, Texas, she moved with her family to Seattle at the age of 16. She attended Garfield High School, along with Buddy Catlett and Quincy Jones and that whole gang, and she began singing at a very early age. Interesting sidelight on her story, her parents brought her to Seattle because her father thought that Seattle was sufficiently backwater that she wouldn't be tempted by any big city attractions that would deter her from her work as a student. Little did he know, she soon began singing on Jackson Street after hours. Here's one of her very first recordings, if not indeed her very first one. This comes from 1955, and it's Ernestine Anderson singing with the Gigi Grice Band. Gigi Grice, the alto saxophonist, with Art Farmer on trumpet and Eddie Burt on trombone, Julius Watkins, French horn, Bill Barber tuba, and Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Horace Silver on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Art Blakey on drums. Not a bad band to be backing up a budding young singer by the name of Ernestine Anderson.
Happened to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I've thought lots about you, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days? We used to have a ball. Not that I'm lonesome without you, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just swell, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. If you should try to kiss me, I promise I won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental elemental simple social call. tell the truth, I haven't been too well. If you should try to kiss me, I promise I won't stop. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. I started out happy. Last night my heart was so gay. Last night I found myself dancing in my favorite cabaret. You were completely forgotten, just an affair of the past. Then suddenly something happened to me, and I found my heart beating oh so fast. I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling.
Ernestine Anderson and a couple of her early recordings from the 50s. The first one, Social Call, a tune that was written by Gigi Grice, who was the alto saxophonist leading that all-star ensemble in 1955 with Art Farmer and Art Blakey, Eddie Burt and Horace Silver, Oscar Pettiford, wonderful band backing Ernestine Anderson in a tune called Social Call. And the one just heard was the album that really launched her career. It was recorded in Sweden with Rolf Eriksson's band, and mostly big band recording, but I like this, the tune with just the rhythm section here, That Old Feeling, sung by Ernestine Anderson, and that dates from 1958. Came in an album called Hot Cargo, and it was her initial release for Mercury Records, and she was to make a number of records for Mercury Records around that time. I was a student at the University of Iowa at that time, working at radio station WSUI in Iowa City, just starting my broadcast career, when my mentor and music director called me into the music room and says, here, take a listen to this. Now, this is a real singer. Who is this person? She is wonderful. And he was playing for me this album by Ernestine Anderson from 1958, when it was a brand new album. It was called Hot Cargo. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And today we're celebrating the memory of Ernestine Anderson, all of her wonderful recordings over many, many years. I think around 30 albums, something like that, for several different record labels. A big chunk of them done for Concord Records, and we're going to be featuring some of them. This next one is newly issued by the label that put out her last records, High Note Records. Joe Fields, who heads up that label, found out that I had some tapes of various jazz artists. One in particular he was interested in was Ernestine Anderson. In the 1960s, when I was working for King FM, we had a broadcast line into a club called the Penthouse on First and Cherry downtown. And in the 1960s, practically everybody who was anybody in the jazz world played the Penthouse. 1962, the club opened, and it was a real opening time for Seattle because that was the year of the World's Fair, and all kinds of world-famous entertainment was coming to Seattle to play. And the Penthouse was a world-class jazz club. Miles Davis, Horace Silver, Art Blakey, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Stan Getz, practically anybody you can name who was anybody in the jazz world played the Penthouse. Ernestine Anderson, a resident of Seattle, also had a couple of gigs at the Penthouse in 1962. As we did those live broadcasts, we also had a tape running at the studio for an air check. This recording comes from one of those air checks, and it has been issued on an album called Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse. And here she is with a Seattle-based trio, Dick Palombi on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums. Ernestine Anderson from a live broadcast at the Penthouse in 1962.
Time. I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Run to see every evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. Passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. Time after time, you hear my love so young. Thank you. They say that every honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Yes, the flowers droop and sigh when you're passing by. I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. Yes, and it's sweeter when you stir it up when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. The honey fairly drips. Your confection. Honeysuckle rose. They say that every honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me. Now I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Flowers droop and sigh when you're passing by. I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Now I don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup.
Ernestine Anderson in a couple of performances recorded from a live broadcast from the penthouse down at First and Cherry in Seattle. That was 1962, Ernestine Anderson singing with Dick Palombi on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums, and the two tunes Time After Time and an interesting version of Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. This album, Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse, was just issued last year from the broadcast, which took place in 1962. I was just getting acquainted with Ernestine Anderson at the time, and I was doing these live broadcasts from the penthouse, and it was such a pleasure to work with this Seattle legend and singing with her Seattle trio at the time. During the 1960s, Ernestine was mostly just working around Seattle and environments. She'd not yet reestablished herself on the national scene. That was left to Ray Brown, who encountered her at a festival that they were both playing at, and Ray immediately took her under his wing, notably bringing her to the Concord Jazz Festival. At the very first Concord Jazz Festival and several subsequent ones, she was featured very prominently. Several albums ensued, and they are among her earliest recordings for a long and fruitful relationship with the Concord record label. Here's one of them from the Concord Jazz Festival in 1979 with Ray Brown on bass leading his trio, which then included Monty Alexander on piano and Jeff Hamilton on drums, and Ernestine Anderson out front singing with the group.
I said a little. I didn't mean that. Wait a second. A little love for Mr. Jeff Hamilton. Maybe I should have saved one leftover dream. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here is the rainy day that they told me about, and I just laughed at the thought that it couldn't turn out that way. Where is worn out dream, the one I threw aside after it brought my love so near, so near? Funny how love becomes a cold, rainy day. Funny, but my rainy day, my rainy day. Maybe I should have saved at least one leftover dream. Funny, the funny buddies, my rainy day. Are you here? Is the day, the one somebody told me about, and I just laughed at the thought that it might turn out that way. Well, worn out dream, the one I tossed aside after it brought my love so near, oh, so near.
Thank you. 3 days of snow.
Africa to Ohio. I'll never try to make the news. I'm just a woman who sings the blues. I take my loving everywhere. I come back and you know that they still care. One love ahead, one love behind, one in my arms and one on my mind. It's one thing, baby, I never make my moves too soon. One thing, baby, I never make my moves too soon.
That was the first of several recordings Ernestine Anderson made of that tune, which was written by Styx Hooper and Will Jennings, called Never Make Your Move Too Soon. Ernestine singing with Monty Alexander on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Frank Gant on drums. Ernestine was to make that her anthem, and she sang it at virtually every performance for years, including many performances at the Bellevue Jazz Festival, which she performed at almost every year from 1978 to 1993. While I was the artistic director of that festival. And it just seemed to be that that was the key to the festival, because every time people came to the festival, they said, what time is Ernestine on? They just expected her to be there, and that was always going to be one of the highlights of the festival. She gave so much of herself to that festival and to every performance she gave. Never Make Your Move Too Soon with Ernestine Anderson. There are other recordings, including the 1990 Concord Jazz Festival and a performance with a big band co-led by Frank Capp and Nat Pierce, but they all run 10 to 15 minutes in length, and if we're going to get any other music in, we have to choose that shorter version of it. Before Never Make Your Move Too Soon, we heard an up-tempo version of the Johnny Burke, Jimmy Van Heusen Seattle theme, Here's That Rainy Day, and that was recorded at the Concord Jazz Festival in 1979, with Ernestine singing with the Ray Brown Trio, with Monty Alexander piano and Jeff Hamilton on drums. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene, here from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Programs like Jazz Northwest are a hallmark of this station's locally focused programming, and to make sure it continues, it's going to take donations from listeners like you. KPLU has until June 30th to raise $7 million to buy its license and become an independent, community-run station. If we don't, KPLU will be sold to the University of Washington and many familiar programs will disappear. You can help save KPLU by checking out the website at kplu.org. And thank you for your support. Today's program was originally planned to be a salute to the upcoming Golden Ear Awards, which are taking place at the Royal Room on Tuesday night. We had a program all planned for today before we heard of Ernestine Anderson's passing and decided it's more important to pay a tribute to her. But I do believe that the Golden Ear Awards presented by Earshot is going to make special mention of Ernestine Anderson. She was one of the first inductees into the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame, along with fellow Garfielders Buddy Catlett, Floyd Standifer, and Quincy Jones. I'm sure she's going to be remembered, and on the Earshot webpage there's also a remembrance of Ernestine Anderson. She was a favorite at the Bellevue Jazz Festival during this period from late 70s into the early 90s. She had a galvanizing effect on the crowd. Tunes like the one we just heard, Never Make Your Move, always a big hit. But she also had such a beautiful way with a ballad. From this same album, Never Make Your Move Too Soon, Ernestine singing with just Monty Alexander at the piano in an absolutely beautiful and touching version of this song, written by Michael Leonard and Herbert Martin.
Why did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet man who had a gentle way, a way that caught me in its glowing spell. Why did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last a lifetime through. And when I lost my heart so many years ago, I lost it lovingly, unwillingly to you. If I had to choose again, I would still choose you. Did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last my whole life through. And when I lost my heart so many years ago, I lost it lovingly, unwillingly to you. If I had to choose again, I would still choose you.
Kings don't mean a thing. Not on the street of dreams. Dreams that have been broken into can be made like new. On the street of dreams. Gold, silver and gold. All you can hold is in the moon. Poor, nobody is poor, just as long as love can be sure. On the street of dreams that I'm never living. Yeah.
Nobody is poor, just as long as love can be sure on the street of
Ernestine Anderson performing before an enthusiastic crowd at a place called the Alley Cat in Culver City, California, in 1987. That arrangement, I think, was done by Bill Ramsey. Bill did a number of arrangements for Ernestine Anderson for big band. This was the Frank Capp, Nat Pierce Juggernaut band playing in this case. And Bill led the big band backing Ernestine at several of the Bellevue Jazz Festivals, doing that particular arrangement and others. Nice to hear her with a big swinging band like that. Before that, a very beautiful ballad called Why Did I Choose You, sung by Ernestine Anderson with Monty Alexander at the piano, from 1981. You're listening to a tribute to Ernestine Anderson. A lot of words have been written over the past few days about Ernestine's importance to the Seattle community, the things that she gave back to the community, her presence on the scene. And I know that many people benefited from her doing benefit performances. Garfield High School, for instance, she was a frequent performer at the Garfield High School jazz galas that were fundraising for the big band. She was a strong believer in youth education and the music education that Clarence Adcox is doing at Garfield High School. But I thought on this program we could do something that you can't do in print, and that is listen to the music of Ernestine Anderson. We'll continue now with some of her more recent recordings from her last decade or two as a performer. This is one of her songs that she did from time to time about the woman who's been done wrong.
Got a phone call this morning.
early in the morning. From a woman sounded like she was in distress. He sounded like her life was in a mess. She said, well, you don't know me, but I'm in love with your man. You don't know me, I'm in love with your man. Because of you, I don't see him often, but I see him as often as I can. But you see, I'm so tired of hiding. I'm tired of sneaking around. I'm tired of hiding. I'm tired of sneaking around. I just want him to be free, so I can love the best man that I've ever
make
someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One guy, everything to fame. If you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's that real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. And once you found him, build your world all around him. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Ernestine Anderson from one of her last recordings, that one done in 2008, the song Make Someone Happy, with Houston Person on tenor saxophone and Lafayette Harris Jr. on piano, Chip Jackson bass, and Willie Jones III on drums. And before that, we heard from an album on Quincy Jones' Quest label that was produced by Styx Hooper. It was a song that was written by Ernestine Anderson, Wrong Number, from the album Now and Then. And that wraps up our tribute to Ernestine Anderson, a wonderful personality and queen of Seattle jazz for sure, and we're going to miss her. I'm Jim Wilkie, and you've been listening to Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at this same time with a concert recording of the Tiptons Saxophone Quartet in concert at the Seattle Art Museum. I hope you'll be with us again then. See you at the Earshot Golden Ear Awards at the Royal Room on Tuesday night. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9,